This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla will dock with the International Space Station ISS this afternoon. According to Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, docking is scheduled at 4:30 p.m. IST. After the docking with the ISS, Group Captain Shukla will become the first ever Indian to visit NASA's orbiting laboratory ISS. Axiom 4 carrying four astronauts lift off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 12:01 p.m. IST yesterday. Indian Air Force officer Shukla's trip comes 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma became the first Indian to fly to space aboard a Russian Soyuz in 1984. Within minutes of takeoff yesterday, Group Captain Shukla had a message for his fellow countrymen. He said, "We are back in space after 41 years, and what an amazing ride it has been."
What a ride! 40 साल बाद हम वापस अंतरिक्ष में पहुंच गए हैं और कमाल की राइड थी। इस समय हम 7.5 किलोमीटर प्रति सेकंड की रफ्तार से पृथ्वी के चारों तरफ घूम रहे हैं और मेरे कंधे पे मेरे साथ मेरा तिरंगा है जो मुझे बता रहा है कि मैं आप सबके साथ हूँ।
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that peace and prosperity cannot coexist with terrorism and proliferation of weapons of mass destruction in the hands of non-state actors and terror groups. He called for decisive action to deal with the challenges posed by radicalization, extremism and terrorism.
India has zero tolerance for terrorism. It manifests today through its actions. This includes our right to defend ourselves against terrorism. And we have shown that epicenters of terrorism are no longer safe, and we will not hesitate to target them. We should also take proactive steps to prevent the spread of the radicalization among our youth.
He said this while attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defense Ministers meeting at Qingdao in China today. Referring to Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Singh said the pattern of this attack matches with Lashkar-e-Taiba previous terror attacks in India. He said India launched Operation Sindoor to exercise its right to defend against terrorism and deter cross-border terrorist attacks by dismantling terrorist infrastructure. Mr. Singh emphasized that those who sponsor, nurture and utilize terrorism for their narrow and selfish ends must bear the consequences. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. Meanwhile, the subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The results for the two phases will be announced in April and June, respectively. Gross foreign direct investment, FDI, inflows into India surged to $8.8 billion in April this year, higher than $5.9 billion in March and $7.2 billion in April 2024. According to the RBI's monthly bulletin, manufacturing and business services accounted for nearly half of the gross FDI inflows in April this year. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over northwest, central, east and northeast parts of the country during the 7 days. It added that conditions are favorable for the further advance of the southwest monsoon into some more parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and west of Uttar Pradesh during the next 24 hours. The Indian Under-17 Women's Wrestling Team has emerged as a champion team at the Under-17 Asian Wrestling Championship held in Vang Thao, Vietnam. The Indian women's team dominated across weight categories, winning a total of 10 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.